Greetings and salutations on a Saturday morning from bed. And I just listened to Big Rick ranting and ranting, and he made me laugh on a Saturday morning. And I did leave a comment, and my beloved is also here. We're lazy. And
today, don't... anyway.
Yeah, and we just wanted to comment on Big Rick's audio, and I had wrote that it's an everyday occurrence here. We got our second roundabout here in our fair city, and what did they say? How many accidents? There was like 24 accidents in the first 6 months or something. I don't
know. At least.
And Rick mentions something about how they don't look right and people just run through them. And that's exactly how it is here. That it was just a bad idea. And, but the people, the architects or whoever designed it and the politicians said, oh, it's just give it time. It's just a wonderful thing, and it's relieved a lot of traffic.
It would work better if people were courteous.
Yes, this is true, and weren't terrified. A lot of people try to avoid it as much as possible.
I do.
The other thing was he was talking about children, and in my job, some of you that listen to me know what I do for a living. Rick, you would just implode because I see it on a daily basis. It's got to be in the teens right now, but this week it really started getting cold. It started to snow, and I have...
they're underdressed.
I have little kids that have no coats, are still wearing shorts, trainers, I have other kids that have two hats on their heads, no gloves.
Well, it's also fair to say that the kids that go to school end up carrying 50 pounds of backpack.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
Books like U.S. Marines.
That's the other thing.
Trudging through the jungle.
That's the other thing, too, is that when the man-child went to school, he wouldn't wear a coat because he said that he didn't have enough time to get from...
To his locker
and dump everything. And the lockers were so small. And you've got so many books that he says his coat and his book bag both did not fit at the same time. So he said one had to go. And I think he was only sick like once or twice. I don't know.
Good thing his truck was big enough to haul everything.
But, yeah.
It's atrocious, the whole system.
As far as the Toms go, I hate them shoes. I hated them when they first came out. I thought they were ugly. I hated Uggs.
The Uggs are ugly.
And I agree with Rick 100%. If you're going to buy the Uggs, buy the real thing. Spend the money, buy the real thing.
Yeah, use them for house slippers. That's all they're good for.
Well, I use mine for house slippers.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. Nobody has to look at them but you.
But... And they're warm, and my house is cold, so I do wear them for slippers. I didn't really get the Uggs. I got the generic ones.
Yeah, but they were still well made. I mean,
yeah, and I agree. You know, if you're gonna buy them, wear them correctly. I don't know why the girls wear them when they slide. Oh, it's just disgusting.
He'd be even more disgusted seeing pants hanging down to their knees.
No, they don't. The only people that do that are mostly...
The thugs.
Yeah, the thugs, the gangbangers. And even them, they don't do it as often. I will say that...
You know they're not running from the cops today.
The ones that I see on a day-to-day basis in work, where I work, those children have... are not allowed to wear pants like that. I think there was a few that you can write them up, give them referrals, and they get in trouble. But a lot of the boys don't do that. They're too jockey. They're too athletic.
The farm all type.
Yeah, farm children. and farm children are different from inner city kids. But since we live in the city, there's a different, you can definitely see different. And most of the public schools have now gone to uniforms.
Yeah.
Different color uniforms, beige, brown, beige, red.
Green, plaid.
That's private.
Still.
What was the other thing? Oh, the people with the wheelchairs and, oh my God, there are so many people in this town that are on benefits. Social Security, disability, and...
ride the bus with purple cards.
Yeah. They get free public transportation, free housing, and it just blows our mind how they get it. I don't understand. I really don't.
The ultimate communist state.
just because I can't find a job, I'm going to be disabled now. I don't know.
Yeah, it's shameful for a man who's worked nearly 40 years or more to go on disability because he really is hurting. But then on the other hand, the guy that's never worked because he's been lazy, he gets everything handed to him, including an $1,800 a month check from the Social Security.
Yeah. Who do you know that's worked 40 years that's going to get disability or that might go on disability?
Won't be me if they can't straighten my neck out.
Well, yeah, but you've been working the same job for 40 years, and I mean...
Well, and I've worked a lot of part-time jobs in the meantime.
You worked at the marina. You worked at Armored Truck.
Yep.
What else did you do?
Twice.
What, for a total of like 8 years?
Yeah.
Where else did you work?
I like Armored Car.
But I think it's funny how you know, you just look at people and you go, what the hell
are you thinking? Yeah. Or as Dr. Phil would say, what are you doing?
No, what are you thinking? Yes, yeah, so they say, what are you doing? Yeah. Oh, I can't stand him. I really can't. And then the daytime TV shows, they're all these stupid Jerry Springer type shows. And then Maury Povich, all he does is do paternity things. And, well, she slept with my uncle's brother and I don't know who the... Oh, God, you just... What? Where did you find these people? What trailer park? What state?
What rocks did you dig them out from under?
I mean, and then even just... I remember, you know, Rick... talking about how he was raised, and my father always says, you don't say, you guys, you ain't. My dad would just have a fit if I talk like I was out on the street.
And I can't.
I can't?
I can't.
You can't?
Yeah.
You mean you can't?
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm. You can't. Yeah. It's not I can't.
Exactly. I can't. There or you go.
You mean I fixin'?
Yeah.
I fixin' or I finna? I finna. I finna go to the stove. You need anything? I fixin'. I fixin' dinner. what was the other one?
We were also both taught to be proud to work.
I forgot what my girlfriend, we were over her, I was over her house. And I think, she asked her mother if she was done with her plate, you know, because she was cleaning up after dinner. And she says, Ma, are you done? And she said, people finish, food gets done. And then I was remembering my mother when I said, oh my God, I'm sweating, Ma, it's so hot. And she says, people perspire, animals sweat. And I went, oh, good Lord. Oh,
the dynamics of proper language.
Well, I finna get up now. Thanks, Big Rick, for the laugh.
Yeah, we.